As a rule, I tend not to talk to strangers, unless something compels me to. Over the years, one of those things has been any sign of a membership to the Jewish tribe. I must have done this hundreds of times, often as I walk through airports. Shalom Aleichem, I will say to a total stranger wearing a yarmulke. Aleichem Shalom, I will hear back. I can't remember ever not getting that response. Imagine, two strangers walking past each other and, within a few seconds, finding an instant bond. Call it what you will, a shared identity, a shared story, a shared tradition, all of those things. It's customary when one meets new people to look for things you have in common. I also love the Lakers. When I meet a fellow Jew, we already have a few thousand years in common. That's quite a head start. I've noticed that since October 7th, I've kept a special eye out for Israelis. Anyone who speaks Hebrew or shows any sign of Israeliness is fair game. I'll say something, usually in Hebrew, to let them know we're on the same side. These conversations tend to last longer than a few seconds. There's a lot to say about Israel these days. They usually end with a hug. The rise in anti-Semitism has triggered a rise in Jewish unity, which of course is a good thing. Indeed, there's nothing like a common enemy to bring people together. At the same time, we can't depend on Jew haters to unify us. It's one thing to share common enemies, it's quite another to share an extraordinary story. We're members not of a tribe that is hated, but a tribe that has miraculously survived for thousands of years through the timeless wisdom of its tradition. All of those sentiments are contained in the few seconds it takes to say, Shalom Aleichem, to a stranger with a yarmulke. A stranger you've known for 3,300 years. Shabbat Shalom.